Good to be back. Thanks.
Have you had your fill of spaghetti? I know you were in Lorraine just recently, right, with the union.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. And I guess...
Sure. We had probably 400 people. We've done this almost every year since I came to Congress. We didn't do it during the pandemic. I don't really get a chance to eat much, and I take some spaghetti with me, but because I'm talking to people, my job is to be out among people, and so it was a tradition, 25 years, and it was really fun to see a lot of people from Lorraine, Leary, and Ridgeville, and Avon, and Vermilion, and Sandusky, and Avon Lake, and all over.
You didn't take Amtrak to get here, did you? That's my next lead-in for this. The Amtrak station, they stop. Craig, I don't know. You're here in the middle of the night. Do you ever see the Amtrak train?
Oh, yes, I do.
Go by?
Yes, I do.
There's some news related.
Well, that's part of the problem, yeah. This is great news. 12 years ago, we got a big announcement out of the administration to begin to invest in rail in Ohio. Governor Kasich didn't want to spend a dollar of in Ohio, and he killed the plan. We're back. Governor DeWine wants to do it. And I took that train through. I'd get on in Lorraine. When I was a single parent, my two daughters and I got on in Lorraine, went west. We'd go to a national park, and we'd go to a baseball stadium at different places around the country for 10 days, 2 weeks. And it was really it was a great trip. But the problem is it was once a day. You have to get on in the middle of the night, as you just said. If you go through Lorraine, going east or west, we need more frequent trains. We need better upgrade on tracks. We need cooperation, which we will get from Norfolk Southern and CSX, because they typically own these lines, but federal laws, they've got to yield to passenger trains. So I'm very optimistic. This is going to take a while, but our doing this means that this announcement means we'll be a priority for federal funds. And I love Amtrak. I love those trains, but they're not frequent enough. They're not passenger friendly enough. But I don't think only the East Coast should have train travel.
Well, a lot of times transportation becomes an issue in different parts of the country, and this is just maybe another way to expand on that. And passenger trains, we know about the freight trains, but passenger trains, not as much as they once were. There is still something about riding and seeing America through the window of a train, as long as you're not going backwards, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's really an option. Nobody's saying you got to take the train, but some people fly a lot, some people drive a lot. People have the option to take a train and know it's reliable and it's regularly scheduled. It's a little bit faster. And, it may always be a little faster to jump in your car, but with increasing traffic in some communities, this makes a lot of sense. And people can vacation. It's also going to help with development. I mean, if we can have regular passenger service out of Lorraine or Elyria, regular passenger service, maybe it stops in Sandusky. I've got on the train in Sandusky before, too, with my kids. I've got on in Cleveland. I've got on in Lorraine. And people should have that options different times a day with a faster, reliable train. And it will help, as I said, it will help economic growth, too.
You mentioned this will take some time. What's the next step in the process?
Well, this is for a study to figure out where, in fact, it will go. It'll be for sure Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton, Cincinnati. It will for sure explore what we do to upgrade travel from along the lake, from Cleveland, well, east of Cleveland, Ashtabula, Lake County, Buffalo, Erie, Ashtabula, Lake County, into Cleveland, into Lorraine, Elyria, into Sandusky, into Toledo, how we bring those tracks up to speed in terms of improving them and building stations and all those things. We'll study that. And then because we were chosen, it wasn't by accident we were chosen, because we were chosen for this study, it means we have priority for real investment of real dollars down the line. I don't know how long it will take. We won't have upgraded train travel in Lorraine next week or next year, but I'm hopeful it will be soon after that. We'll begin to see what this all means for our community.
Well, let's go from trains to planes. I guess there is some airport improvements that you're helping to go, in Ohio, I guess, from the bipartisan infrastructure law that recently was passed.
Yeah, I saw Senator Portman yesterday. I haven't seen him much since he retired or since he left this job. But one of the things we included in the bipartisan infrastructure bill was we did broadband, we did highways and roads and bridges and water systems. We also did investing in airports, and there will be investment in the Lorain County Regional Airport south of, I don't know exactly where you're, I think south of where you're actually sitting, in the southern part of the county. There's investments in airports all over the state. It's, again, part of, if we're going to do the kinds of transportation we should, it means giving people options. It's flight, it's air, it's flying, it's train, it's autos, it's, you know, boating in Lake Erie. That's more recreational, of course, than travel, but it's giving people those options.
Yeah. Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. I guess it's a moment we should also should pause 82 years ago on December 7th.
We should pause for that, and the number of Americans killed, and it changed the generation, the one or two generations before us. It affected the lives. It affected everybody's lives, not just families that lost loved ones. And it's a lesson that we need to be prepared. It's a lesson of what we should be doing right now in Ukraine. The Russians, what they want to do in Ukraine, it's now the biggest land war in Europe between the Russians and Ukrainians since World War II. And it will get worse if Russia takes over Ukraine and bumps up against NATO, because we have a commitment since really World War II, we have a commitment to protect any NATO country. I do not want to see American men and women having to fight the Russians. That's why our helping Ukraine is so important. And the games some politicians are playing, playing ball with Putin, are just outrageous. And it just makes no sense to me that we wouldn't, because everybody I know thinks this is important, except for some that are elected to the House and Senate who are playing games.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, as always. You and wife have a Merry Christmas. We appreciate always chatting with you.
To both of you. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on the WEOL Morning Show.